Number 10, this is a bit more specialized. Teach your children to speak properly. I'm rather concerned about the lowering of standards these days as regards language and verbal communication in general. Once again, I go around Bethnal Green, I overhear people talking, not only children but adults. And sometimes I'm astonished at the poverty of their vocabulary, to say the least. So encourage your children to extend their vocabulary. Encourage them to speak correctly, to speak grammatically. Because speech is our principal medium of communication with one another. If you haven't mastered this particular medium, you won't be able to communicate with other people beyond a certain level. Maybe your communication will be reduced to the equivalent of just grunts and squeals. So make sure that your child does grow up not just talking, but really speaking his or her language, your language, the language you share with the child, correctly and elegantly, with some attention to grammar and the correct meaning of words. Don't be afraid of correcting the child. Some teachers I know nowadays think that the child should never be corrected because that would undermine his or her self-confidence. But it's a pretty puny self-confidence that can be undermined in that particular way. And if you're not corrected, you never learn. You go on making mistakes. And mistakes are hard, become hardened and become habits. So correct your child when your child picks up incorrect expressions from school friends. And of course, try to check your child when he or she shows any tendency to use bad language. Speech is such a wonderful thing. Speech is one of the greatest creations of the human race. As I've said, it's our principal means of communication with one another. So let's use it and teach our children to use it as fully and effectively and as beautifully as we possibly can. If we don't teach our children to speak properly, well, we're really depriving them of something which is very precious indeed.